opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. 7:05 in the morning, June the 14th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and our streaming goes out on KCNR1460.com. You can hear our show everywhere in the world, as you can all of our shows. And then you can join our chat room. And good morning, John and Angel and Sharon.
Morning, everyone.
My goodness, there's a bunch of people in there already this morning. And, of course, I'm always joined by Linda, and who's going to give us, share the weather with us today.
Yeah, share. Well, I was born in the wagon of a traveling show.
What, am I talking like that? And by the way, Bob, would you write a little bit clearer on the board here? Because I was pronouncing it the way I saw it,
Embarrassed
everybody.
7:06 in the morning, it's going to be sunny today with temperatures around 95. According to downtown statistics, it's 75. Clear tonight with temperatures around 64.
Today it's going to be 100 today.
Yes,
well, it's going to be at night. Okay, we'll see. Well, I'm looking at the National Weather Service.
What do they know?
We seem to have 10 degrees of variation from all of the local Northern California reports. Bob, what do you think?
Microclimates or Shasta County has very diverse microclimates. There is, however, a special weather statement in effect from the National Weather Service. Hot, dry, windy, ideal fire conditions. And, in fact, I would remind you, we're coming up on the 5th anniversary of the worst fire season in recent memory here in the North State. So, people, please be mindful.
Absolutely. Okay, well, just a little description here. Today is Flag Day. If you're driving down Court Street, you're going to see, down right in front of Market Street, in front of the station, you're going to see a beautiful display of flags, because we always remember. Give you a little history. In the United States, Flag Day is celebrated on June 14th. It commemorates the adoption of the Flag of the United States, which happened that day by resolution of the Second Continental Congress in 1777. The United States Army also celebrates their Army birthday on this date. Congress adopted the American Continental Army after reaching a consensus position in the Committee of the Whole on June 14, 1775. In 1916, President Woodrow Wilson issued a proclamation that officially established June 14th as Flag Day. In August 1949, National Day was established by an act of Congress. So, hang your flag. It's one of the things that you know. It is a symbol. It is symbolic. It's symbolism. All three words, of course, were repeating the same thing.
From the word symbol.
I'm so impressed. I could think big word. I like a
you
three
could
symbols
say, you used
morning.
The word symbol three different times in one sentence. You know what? That has got to be a first. And thanks to the Boy Scouts and Cub Scouts out there who are putting up the flags right now. I mean, we can see them.
And their parents for driving them around doing that. It's so awesome to see that.
Okay, let's go to Kathy Lathrop Cummings, our Wells Fargo advisor. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 81 points at 12,577. The Standard & Poor's 500 is positive 7 at 1322, and the NASDAQ is positive 9 at 2827. Active stocks this morning include Bank of America up 8 cents at $7.58, and Johnson & Johnson up 39 cents at $64.84. Stocks of local interest: Tri-County's Bank is up 21 cents at $15.05, and Bank of Commerce is down 9 cents at $3.89. Turning to the bond market, we're finding lowered prices on the 30-year Treasury bond at this time, bringing the yield to 2.71%. Over in the commodity markets, we are finding gold down $4.90 at $16.14.50, silver is down 58 cents at $28.35, and crude oil is down 3 cents at $82.59. That's the market for now. This This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Hey, Kathy, thank you so much. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. They give us the latest on what's happening in Wall Street, and they can give you the latest on how to invest your money. Head on down to Park Marina Drive and see Kathy and Josh and Chris and Susan. Right down there on Park Marina Drive. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti is in the studio, and we're going to be talking crime, realignment, and other subjects.
Legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. For the North State's only comprehensive vein center, request MD Imaging.
Signs. That's right. Woodland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Sign a monster truck, Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Behind every motorcycle is a story of the person who rides it. Why not let that be you? Reading Harley-Davidson is excited to announce that they are the first dealership in the North State to have the two newest 2012 motorcycles in the timeless Harley-Davidson lineup. Come in and see that all-new Softail Slim and the 72 XL 1200V model. And while you're there, meet the friendly, honest, and knowledgeable staff. Come in and see their 18,000-square-foot facility located at 1268 Twinview Boulevard at the north end of Reading, just off of I-5. And Reading Harley-Davidson is offering financing as low as 3.99% OAC. Get on your bike. Ride. Ride without a destination. As long as you have gas, you're never lost. Reading Harley-Davidson, located at 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7117. That's 241-7117. Experience the ride. Live the dream.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, 7:14 in the morning, June the 14th, is Flag Day. You know, I just love that Harley commercial because I love Harleys anyway. But here's another place I love, and it's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You walk in there to Espresso Joe's inside, best coffee you can get. They have ice drinks. It's going to be hot today, so they'll give you lattes. They give you icy drinks. Then you walk on over there to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They'll match or beat any price on tobacco anywhere here in Reading. And also, they have a big sale going on there, Last Stick Standing. Veterans get discounts. Joe and Shelley provide a lot of good. They support this community. They support the veterans community in about like 1,000 different ways. If you're going to do business, you do business down there at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
It's currently 73.1. It's not funny. You know, we've got the variation.
I think the temperature is very symbolic of what we do here.
I went to Reading weather.
You know, it's a symbol of what we do.
It is symbolic. It's symbolism, and it is a symbol.
It's 73.1.
Feels like 77, according to Reading Weather. That's what it says. Feels like 77. Looks like we're going to have a 95, according to the forecast here. Tonight, 70. Tomorrow, we start to climb. 97 Saturday, according to ReadingWeather.com, 108. Sunday's 109. And then Monday, we start getting back down. Still in triple digits, but 100 degrees. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Stop, you guys. Do you know what it's like for me to be picked on every day by two guys?
You love it.
Now three.
We can make it three.
I haven't said a word.
I would point out that we are 1 week now away from the longest day of the year, the summer solstice, and then things kind of level out for the rest of the summer. But, we are heading towards our longest day. And that's a week that'll be 4:04 p.m. next Thursday.
Thank you very much for that information that I will quickly forget as soon as I go to the bathroom.
Reminding us. Okay.
All right. Chief Rob Paletti is here. Rob, good morning.
Serious
morning.
Stuff here. Good morning.
You know, I was in Baghdad, Iraq, and I checked weather.com, and it said it was like 117 degrees, feels like 112. And I was thinking, yeah, the heck it does.
It never
feels like 117.
It never felt like 112. It always felt like 130.
Yeah.
I would send a photo back every so often, and it's the same photo. I would just put a different temperature in there. 126 today.
Unbelievable.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of stuff that's not good. It just seems like every time we open the paper up, It's there's something else happening. Home invasions, and of course, the terrible thing that happened to the Watsons. Right. It's kind of a family, it's within their family.
Several tragedies.
The lady that was, of course, stabbed, out in the county and all that. And then, you're ringing the bell that, things are going on here.
Well, when I watch the crime statistics as we do them, each month very closely and the problem that we're seeing is that everything to do with property and being able to steal to get money to do whatever they're going to do with that money, those crimes related to burglary, larceny, motor vehicle theft, and robbery are up what I would call significantly. Don't be deceived by the statistics or the percentages, though, because sometimes those can be relatively deceiving. Robberies are up right now 30%, which equates to 9 more crimes because we have a very low robbery rate. Obviously, if you have one homicide 1 year and two the next year, that's 100% increase, which
right.
The percentage looks really bad anytime. Of course, homicide is probably not the best example to use. It's tragic, but it's not the true number. But when you look at property crime, we've got about over the last, the first through April, which is the statistics we just completed, we're up 511 property crimes over what we had last year, which equates to about a 53% increase. So, that's not good.
Over the same time last year,
and last year we were up about 15%, 14.84 end of year.
Yeah, there's one big change though, right?
Well, and that I think has a lot to do with what's going on because it takes criminals a little while to realize, what the current circumstance is. And when it comes to the realignment in Assembly Bill 109 that instituted realignment, everybody's focusing on these 258 people that came out of prison back to our community. And that is a small part of what's going on. Assembly Bill 109 also changed the sentencing requirements for most felonies. In the past, a misdemeanor went to county jail and a felony went to state prison. That's not the case anymore. Unless the crime is, if it's nonviolent, non-serious, or the person is deemed to be a non-high-risk sex offender, those all receive their punishment in local jails. For instance, the sheriff, the last time I talked to him, said he had over 40 people in Shasta County Jail on multi-year sentences, 2, 3, one up to 6 years, that have to stay in county jail. So that takes up critical jail space. So when we, the worst offenders have to be kept in jail. And when we arrest property criminals that are nonviolent, they end up getting released. And then they don't show up to court. So you don't get a conviction because they issue a warrant. We arrest them again. We book them into jail. They release them. They don't show up to court. They get another warrant. And it's just the cycle that's going. So, we're arresting people for property crimes. And they're saying, hey, can we just cut this and get me to jail so I can get cited out? They understand that there's not going to be a ramification for the bad action. So, significantly our property crime rate is growing. So, when people focus on realignment, I think we need to look more at not just those 258, but, there's almost 90,000 people in Reading. not all 90,000 of them are stealing. You have a small core, you know, of criminals in this community that victimize this community. And we have to have the ability to either give them the opportunity to rehabilitate, and if they don't take that opportunity, be able to lock them up. And right now, we don't have that option. So it's frustrating for us. We arrested, in 1 month, we arrested 162 people. So, you know, the Reading Police Department is still aggressively pursuing criminals, aggressively arresting criminals. But if there's no ramification, they're just right back out
the next
day.
Yeah, I mean, it's like telling your child, turn down the TV or nothing. Turn down the TV. No. I mean, what are you going to do?
Well, and there's a lot of opportunity.
How about taking them outside and just thumping them? Can we talk about this after the break?
Absolutely.
You know, corporal punishment by the police officer?
No, let's not talk about that.
Why can't we all get along here? All right, we'll be right back. Carl on the bot. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with free pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is John Lundberg with Circle N Heating and Air Conditioning. You're a faithful CARS customer, aren't you?
We've been bringing all of our vehicles, actually, personal and business, to CARS since 1993.
And how did you happen to first come to CARS?
I met Barb's at Northern Business Associates, so I had been using a different repair shop in town and decided to give them a try. Was dealt with very honestly, so I've been taking my vehicles there ever since.
How many vehicles do you bring?
About 7 vehicles. Foreign cars all the way down to trucks.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends to CARS?
I have lots of customers who are good, and when they need car repair, I always refer them to CARS.
And have you ever used our new concierge service?
Very convenient.
Thanks so much for taking our call today, John. We'll see you again soon at CARS.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me Thursday night right here on KCNR 1460. We talk about fun, fashion, what's hot and what's not. We talk to authors, musicians, and it's all live. We cover entertainment in the North State. Find out what's going on right here on the spot with Linda Bott. Brought to you by the Mount Shasta Mall, Dandelion Boutique, your exclusive Brighton dealer, and California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
The magic happens at the breaks, I'm telling you.
7:24 in the morning, June the 14th, I'm getting abused by the, you know what, police brutality upon me by the Reading Police Chief, Rob Pelletti. Let's go to the phones. John Dixon, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Carl, Linda, Dad, Bob, and good morning, Chief. How are you this morning?
Good, how are you?
Well, good. And, you know, I'm good, but I'm very concerned about what we're talking about here because there is no doubt all you have to do is pick up the newspaper or pay any attention to what's going on, and we can see the increase in crime and we can see the disrespect going on. And I think a major portion of it deals with that signboard that was on the outskirts of town that said, meth driving Redding since 1955. I don't know how that date came up, but meth is certainly a major problem that we have here in the community, and I think it's driving a lot of this crime, probably even more than the realignment issue. And my concern is exactly what you've been talking about, the revolving door because of lack of room. And I've heard rumors that the people getting arrested are saying to your officers, hey, could we hurry this up? I want to get to jail so I can get back out.
Well, that's not a rumor. That's happening.
Well, I've been struggling with this for the past couple of weeks, really paying attention to a lot of what's going on and wondering what real valid solution is there. I mean, we can talk about it. We can extol, you know, the virtues of retraining people and you know, reducing recidivism, but we're not getting anywhere. We don't have any facilities to do any of the programs, it doesn't seem, that is going to stop any of this, and we're not making any headway. I mean, this title pull is horrible. Do you see any light at the end of the tunnel at all?
Well, we actually do have programs to help them. There's several organizations that contract with probation, and there's money, you know, from the state has handed down. Unfortunately, that money that they gave to us came out of parole's budget, so parole's shrinking significantly. But that there are programs and things in place to help them. But if anybody wants to reform, and this is, you know, Rob's opinion, I guess you would say, a person has to want to reform. A person has to want to make that change in their life. And if they don't choose to make that change, then we have to have the ability to have some teeth to lock them up so that they will do some control, some teeth to the bite. And the problem, you're exactly right. Most people, or a large portion of those that steal to get money for drugs, alcohol, or, you know, it's not because they just have no money and,
They're trying to put bread on the table for their children.
There are significant number of good organizations here that help those that are in need. These are people that are stealing because they've made a life choice with drugs, and they either need to change that. We have drug and alcohol treatment programs. We have mental illness counseling. We have, we can give them access to vocational training if that's what they're looking for. So there are some good programs in Shasta County to be able to deal with that through social services and probation. The problem is getting these people to court so that they can get sentenced and put into those diversion programs or those programs to help them rehabilitate. And right now, if they're not showing up to court, if we don't have the jail space to lock them up if they don't want to go to court, then, you know, we're losing some of the teeth to what we're doing. I look at it from a leadership perspective as well. My guys are, you know, out and they're working very hard. They're arresting people and taking them to jail. And, you know, eventually that gets very frustrating when you're booking somebody into jail and then you're arresting them again, you know, a couple of days later and they haven't shown up to court and there's no ramifications. So, you know, the main thing that I want people to understand and what I've told my officers is that we have a service to deliver to the city of Redding and its citizens. And that is to investigate crime, find the perpetrator and arrest them and put them in jail. And, you know, I've got to work with, you know, other entities and the courts and the jail and the Community Corrections Partnership to make sure that the rest of it is put in place. But my primary responsibility is to make sure that the Redding Police Department is doing its best to protect its citizens, and I can assure you that's taking place because we are arresting a lot of people and solving a lot of crimes. Our clearance rate for burglaries, which is typically a clearance rate that's relatively low in law enforcement, you know, is pushing 20%. Well, that's really good for burglary. We're arresting, you know, of the robberies that we do have, our clearance rate is above 40%. So, you know, the work that's being done by my officers is phenomenal. They're working very hard, but, you know, we need that backing on the other side of it from the criminal justice system.
I'm not disrespecting anything you say about that. I'm just simply saying that they're arresting the same people over and over and over again.
Well, absolutely.
And that makes clearing it pretty easy when you know that the same guy's doing five burglaries and he's getting out and getting to do them again. And I'm not blaming this on you guys at all, believe me. I think your job right now is like digging post holes at the tide line. As fast as you get them dug, they're filled in again because the tide came up and washed it out.
Well, and we see this pendulum in criminal justice swing about every 10 to 15 years where you go from lock them all up to let them all go. And right now with the economy and the court decision on the state that says they have to reduce the prison population, it's kind of forced the state's hand to go to the let them all go philosophy.
Okay, we got
to
run, John. Thanks for the phone call.
Thanks for the info.
You bet. You know what, that's sad. that John always has great questions. That's, you know, but you're right. We've gone from lock them all up to let them all go, and we still haven't even opened up the third floor of the jail. Sheriff Pasenko is going to be on next week. We're going to ask him, you know, what's taking so long for this thing. Got to go run. Break for the news. We'll be right back. Our guest is Redding Police Chief Rob Plenty.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street is kicking off the trading day with stocks searching for direction. A weaker-than-expected report on the U.S. labor market is weighing on the markets. Uncertainty ahead of the upcoming elections in Greece is also taking a toll, and at 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is up about 46 points. Quest Software is rallying on a new buyout offer. The tech company says it received a roughly $2.15 billion cash offer from a strategic bidder. This tops the $2 billion offer made by private investment firm Insight Venture Partners back in March. Under the merger deal already in place, if Insight doesn't match the higher bid, Quest will terminate the agreement and go with the new bidder. And it's also a good day for grocery store chain Kroger's. The company hiked its fiscal 2012 profit forecast and approved a $1 billion stock repurchase. Kroger's beat estimates for both earnings and revenue during the first quarter. Shares are higher on the news. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safelite Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safelite, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safelite has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster. Just tell your insurance company you want Safelite. We'll even handle the paperwork. It's easy. A quick call is all it takes. So choose Safelite.
In the mood for fair? Today is Senior Day with free admission for seniors over 62. Stroll the grounds full of indoor and outdoor exhibits, then wander over to the Wine Garden for the annual wine tasting sponsored by Kent's Meats and Groceries. Tickets are on sale at the fairgrounds office or at the event. Sierra Nevada, KHSL, and KNVN-TV sponsor the free tribute to the Eagles show at 8 p.m. in the grandstand. Tomorrow, it's country music heartthrob Colin Ray, free in the grandstand, sponsored by Coors Light and KRCR News Channel 7. Rock to all the great Colin Ray hits, including Little Rock, One Boy, One Girl, In This Life, and more. Saturday, Budweiser presents auto races, and Sunday, Bud Light brings you a full racing program, including high school team racing, plus the Fox 20 Premier West Bank Shasta Idol Competition, Hypnotist Chris Mabry, Washboard Willie's special brand of musical entertainment, the Junior Livestock Auction, and much more. Are you in the mood? The Shasta District Fair open until 11 p.m. today at the Fairgrounds in Anderson, where all grandstand entertainment is free with paid fair admission.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
This is Ed K. Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus, on Fridays from 10 to 11 AM, where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth. Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
The Bold Truth, Fridays on KCNR 1460 AM.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Glad to have you here this morning, 7:34 in the morning. It's the 14th. Don't forget, it's Flag Day. So if you're driving down Market Street, you're going to be right in front of Old City Hall, in front of our station here at 1326 Market Street, and you're going to see a fabulous line of flags. Just remember, it is symbolic to so much of our country and what it stands for. So if you've got a flag in your house and you haven't left yet, go put your flag out in front of your house. I'd like to see that. It's kind of a, seems like a tradition that's in the past. Even when it comes to 4th of July and Memorial Day, you just don't see a lot of flags flying anymore. So, you know, just be mindful of that. Today is Flag Day.
Okay. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. And we have a question came in over the chat room. Is that this gentleman's daughter was walking to work. She doesn't drive. But it was 4 o'clock in the morning, and the police pulled her over or stopped. And
wow.
They were concerned about prostitution and drugs, and she voluntarily let them, of course, look through her stuff. And they said, hurry up, get off the streets. You don't offer rides, I know that, but is this something that the police do? Is when you see somebody out at that time in the morning, do they do a check on them? Or
we can at certain times. One of the things, especially downtown, that we're seeing right now is an increase in prostitutes that are coming to town, especially from the Bay Area. And quite frankly, they're coming here because they have customers. It's like I told the Hilltop Drive Group yesterday: a prostitute without a customer is nothing more than somebody renting a room. So. You know, what we're going to do, I've told the guys to be more aggressive towards, the
people
that walk in the street that, at odd hours of the morning that could be the possibility of, because we don't want that here. It degrades a downtown. It degrades a community. And we're going to look at some options or some plans of going after the customers. It's a supply and demand thing. If you don't have the demand, you don't have the supply.
Where are the customers coming from?
From Reading.
I mean, are they like...
No, they're not driving in from anywhere.
They're not driving in from Oregon. They're local customers. So, we need to address that issue. And we're working. The Reading Police Department in the city of Reading used to have a community safety evaluation team that worked on dealing with the neighborhood police unit. It was a partnership between housing, the police department, and code enforcement. And we're reinstituting that right now to try to deal with some of the problems that we're having with the downtown hotels specifically. I ran statistics the other day for a six-month period, and there's 5 hotels downtown that are causing a significant number of calls for service. I think it's about 1,300 calls for service between 5 hotels, one of them with 408 calls for service from the police department in a six-month period, one hotel.
Okay,
so,
let me ask a question on that one then, Chief. Uh-huh. If they're doing that, can't you go after the owners?
Well, I think that every business owner has a responsibility to operate their business in a responsible fashion so that they don't degrade the community around them. And yes, that is an option. That is one thing that we're looking at right now. So, it's a problem when you start to see this influx of out-of-towners coming in and somebody's willing to operate their business in a manner that gives them a place to operate a business like prostitution or selling drugs and other things.
Frankly, we believe in this stay local thing. And if they're going to bring in prostitutes, mm-hmm. From out of town, is prostitution a big problem here?
It's not a big problem yet, and
but
we don't want
be.
It to become
but
one.
It could be.
So we're going to try to nip it quick so that we don't have to deal with it on a wide scale level. But when you have one hotel that has 408 calls for service, and the owner doesn't, as long as the checks are coming in. They don't care about how they operate their business, and they're willing to rent to people on short term.
How can we find out the name of that hotel?
We'll get it out there shortly. Okay. We're working and still gathering some intelligence and other things, but we're going to deal aggressively with the owners of these hotels that are irresponsibly operating their businesses. And, when you have, we answered in a 6-month period, we answered over 1,800 calls for service at downtown hotels with 185 arrests. So, and a lot of those are coming from one location or those 5 locations. The others are in the 200 call for service range.
Well, we've had this Young Entrepreneurs Week on this week, and one of the things Kenny Breedlove and Alex were talking about was something that, they'd like to see downtown is a hotel that they could send people to. He said there isn't one hotel in this whole area downtown that they would send people to tell them to stay, if they were going to come down and spend the weekend
and enjoy the downtown area.
He said there isn't one hotel that they could recommend here.
Well, and that's a problem, and that's a problem that we're trying to address by dealing with the owners that are, like you said, irresponsibly operating their business, and that those notices will.
We're more than happy to publicize their names. I mean, when it comes to that. I mean, no, come on. I mean, no. You know what? If you've got that many calls from one hotel, that means it's taking so many police off the street to go down there to take care of stuff that they should be handling themselves, then why shouldn't their name, why should they be protected?
Well, and I'm not protecting them.
No, no, you're not. What I'm saying is about the names.
Well, and when the time comes, we'll do that. Yeah. But right now, I want to be able to make sure that we can gather the intelligence, put together the missions.
No,
and things
I understand. I'm just saying when it comes time to do that,
I'm so glad because what happens when the attention is focused on this situation, then it means that it opens the awareness up for other areas. And we know of an area where there are owners of a small apartment complex that has had nothing but drugs problems, and we hear from the nearby neighbors men coming and going all night long, and that there's probably prostitution going on. So that's horrible, happening inside a neighborhood. So as this sting starts to happen and the awareness starts to happen, that'll be good for other situations that perhaps maybe just weren't given the kind of attention that they needed to in order to solve those problems.
Well, this program that we're working on, I mean, it has to start somewhere.
Right.
And the biggest problem that we're seeing right now is with hotels. So it'll start with the hotels, and then, you know, as we resources by, we'll kind of creep our way out from there. And you know, but we want to take a nice strong stance towards that and make sure that it doesn't grow in our community.
You know, I think if you do that with their, you know, what y'all are trying to do, you know, they did with gangs, you know, years ago, and we're still kind of, that helped keep the gangs down back then. And then now, if you can catch them now, you know, it's a, at least you can get your arms around it and then try and stop it. We got to take a break. We come back. We've got a number of other things we want to talk about.
Our guest is Chief Paletti. We'll be right back.
Long for 8 hours sleep, but you're lucky to get six? Get a better six with your purchase of a new Sealy Posturepedic mattress from locally owned Cresson's Mattress Gallery. Sealy Posturepedic is designed to eliminate tossing and turning caused by pressure points, which allows your body to get a complete restful sleep night after night. As a locally owned independent mattress store, Cresson's carries a full inventory of mattresses at competitive and even lower prices than those so-called discount mattress stores, allowing you to sleep better tonight rather than waiting for your special order to arrive next week. And Cresson's always have 12-month no-interest OAC, free bed frame or free local delivery and disposal of your old mattress. So, can't get 8 hours of sleep? In the real world, you're lucky to get six. Get a better six with your new Sealy Posturepedic mattress from Cresson's Mattress Gallery, where our business has always been your comfort. Ask about our 30-night sleep guarantee at Cresson's Mattress Gallery, 2355 Athens Avenue, next to Lazy Boy Furniture.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy. We deliver fuel to your home for all your heating needs. Taking care of you is what we do.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife, Kathy, and I would like to invite everybody to check out our new website at northernlightsenergyinc.com. You can order fuel, apply for credit, pay your bills, access all the CFN sites throughout the United States, and look at our monitor and Toyo heaters, greases, and lubes. It's very easy to use. For those of you who don't like sites, pick up the phone and give us a call. We still have real people to talk to you. Remember, northernlightsenergyinc.com or 241-2196 in Weaverville, Corning, and Redding. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishments? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed?
Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Nana's Naughty Knickers, written by Catherine DeSalvino and directed by Janessa Britton. Naughty knickers aren't the only secret that will be exposed when Granny's dirty laundry is aired in this risque comedy. You thought Victoria had a secret? Wait till you see this. Weekends through June 16th. Shows are Friday and Saturday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. Tickets can be purchased at the Cascade box office or online at cascadetheater.org or riverfrontplayhouse.net.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Our guest is Chief Rob Paletti. We've been talking, and he'll be here for the next 15 minutes. So do give us a call, 605-4567. Later on, in about 15 minutes, the 8 o'clock hour of our show with the young entrepreneurs. It's going to be great. And we're also going to be giving tickets away for the fair. The fair goes June 13th through June 17th. So we've got a handful of tickets. Plus, I'll be giving those away tonight for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Want to share with you a little bit about my show tonight. I've got a gentleman who will be calling in. It's a fascinating and a wonderful heart-wrenching, heart-warming story about a man. Of course, we are going to be featuring Father's Day stories, but this gentleman who will come in tonight is the father of four, and he suddenly lost his wife after 22 years and raised his four children on his own. So we will hear his story, his struggles, his, you know,
his triumphs.
And his testimony. And we talked yesterday, and I'm so thrilled that he's agreed to do this. He's not done an interview before. And not only that, when his wife suddenly passed away, his children were homeschooled. So he had to face a lot. So we're going to talk about faith. We're going to talk about, you know, the power of faith and a lot of good stuff. So tune in tonight at 6 p.m. for On the Spot with Linda Bott.
Okay, Reading Police Chief Rob Play. We've been talking about, you know, prostitution is starting to rear its little ugly head. So we're going after that. The motels that we have here in town are really giving problems to not only the community but to the police.
Well, not all of them.
Not all of them.
Not
but,
all.
But
them.
But five of them.
Five of them specifically.
Are, yeah, of course, not all the motels. No, no. But five of them account for most of the calls to go down and get it. So you've got, you know. There's got to be something done about that. We're talking about how it's a revolving door, and we've talked about this for months. This is something we started talking about back last August with this realignment, that we just knew this was going to happen, and everything that we said was going to happen negative has happened.
Well, and I think it really heightens the point that I've been trying to make since I got here in November, and that's really, you know, kind of getting out that crime prevention message. I mean, we can't. We can no longer be complacent in our community. And you know, it's frustrating over and over and over to hear these stories of people saying, well, they stole the bikes off the back of my car while I was staying at a hotel. Well, what were they locked on with? A bungee cord. Well, why didn't you take them into your room? You know, it's right. Things like that. We need to be vigilant.
We unload our car.
Unload
no matter
your
where
car.
We are.
Yeah. You know, yeah. If you've got firearms, get a gun safe. Lock up your valuables. You know, I keep recommending to people, lock up your home like you were going to leave. And then go back and try to break in. Because if you can, they can. Because they're not really concerned about damaging anything when they do it. You know, home alarms are a great idea. I will stand by it, and I've said it since I got here. Dogs are a great crime deterrent. They make noise.
They are. And it doesn't have to be a large dog.
It doesn't have to be a large dog.
It just has to be a barking
something.
Dog.
If nothing else, will alert you and your neighbors to something going on. If you're going to get an alarm system for your house, I recommend that you get a bell. It annoys the neighbors, but it also lets the guy know that the alarm's going off. And really, you don't want a silent alarm because
no.
Really what I think on a silent alarm automatically calls the alarm company. Then the alarm company is going to call to try to get a hold of you to see if you set it off yourself before they call the police. And then they're going to finally call the police, and then the police officer has to drive to wherever it was. And their people are still in your house. And they're in and out of your house in a couple of minutes. You know, they don't stay in there typically for a long period of time. They grab what's easy to sell, and they're out the door. But a bell goes off immediately. It alerts your neighbors, and if nothing else, it alerts the burglar that there's an alarm, it's gone off, and a lot of times if it goes off before they even get in the house, they'll run away right there because they still don't want to get arrested by us because we're going to inconvenience them by taking them to jail. So, you know, think about those things that will protect your safety, the safety of your neighbors. And Neighborhood Watch is a great program. We don't have a dedicated person to it anymore, but again, it's not a police program. It's a community program. Communities can still come together. Neighborhood Watch introduces communities to each other. So the better you know your neighbors, the more you look out for each other.
Wouldn't that be a good spot for a volunteer? I mean, a retired, and there's lots of them. We hear from them all the time, retired policeman, police lady, police woman, that would volunteer their time to be able to do those, so it's kind of an official Neighborhood Watch person going out and trying to organize this, if somebody wanted to volunteer their time?
I just sent one of the lieutenants to three different departments, Folsom, Elk Grove, and Lodi. All of them have large, extensive volunteer programs. What I'm doing right now is sitting down and evaluating what aspect of those programs we want to incorporate here in Reading. The biggest problem that I have with a volunteer program here right now is that we're not maintaining a program or starting a program. So nobody's going to work in my police department without a background and to make sure that we have the right people in the right positions and dedicating the resources to be able to do those backgrounds. It would be great to, you know, have people helping the police department, but I can't let people that don't have a background into the police department, whether it's doing typing, coordinating Neighborhood Watch. I mean, they've got to be cleared and dedicating the resources to get, even if you're talking 30 volunteers, you know, each background takes, you know, 4 to 5 hours minimum to do. You know, now you're talking about how many hours it takes one person to do to get that program started. So the program is probably going to – the city is working with Bethel Church right now. They're committing to have 75 to 100 volunteers for 48 hours a week because community service is part of, you know, their degree program. So even if I can get, you know, train some of them to go out and remove graffiti, if they can help us, you know, clear vegetation from some of the open spaces. If you drive down the freeway and look and you look at the Caltrans areas, everything's mowed down and the trees are trimmed up and there's no homeless. When you come into some of the open spaces in the city, the grass has grown up, the trees have grown down, we're giving them places to hide. So, you know, if we can get 75, you know, college students with weed eaters to mow all that stuff down and we get some, you know, guys that can operate saws to trim those trees up, maybe we can, you know, prevent some of the hiding places and prevent some of the transit.
That damn Bethel Church. Again, going out to try to help the community. You know what? You know, I'm getting tired of every time I turn around, they're out trying to help the community.
Bethel Church is actually hiring a staff member to run this volunteer program for their church. So, you know, my compliments go to them for trying to help the community, and we're going to work with them. Bob Brandon is going to work with them to try to help with some, community cleanup. We're also working with, his name is Randy Smith from the Rotary Club.
Dr. Randy, along the river
yes, trails.
Yes,
so we're going to incorporate some of that volunteerism in there, and I think it's going to be a great start. But we need some more dedicated volunteers relatively to the police department. And that's just going to take me a little while to roll out.
Okay, got to take a break. I guess you know what? That's good news. You know, that's really good news. I wish we could be able to end right now.
Shout out
to
Bethel.
We got 7 more minutes.
We'll be right back. Taking your calls. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Bingo is back in action at Wind River Casino. Don't miss Bingo's $25,000 hot summer blowout on Friday, June 29th. Over $25,000 must go. All jackpots must go. Speed Bonanza and Pick 8. 20 regular games pay $1,199. Paver, $35. PhDs, $99. Play our hottest new games, Triple Tribe, Bingo, and Super Bingo for a chance to win $10,000. Over $100,000 guaranteed cash given away every month. You only have to be 18 to play. Don't like to dob? Let the machine do the work for you and try our hands-free electronic bingo. Plus, 10 lucky winners will be selected to share $2,000 in cash and a personal barbecue grill. Who says you can't win them all? It's more than just a game. It's high-stakes Indian bingo. So grab your friends and play Bingo's $25,000 hot summer blowout on Friday, June 29th. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to WinRiver.com and check out our bingo calendar. Bingo calendar subject to change. It's better on the river.
Behind every motorcycle is a story of the person who rides it. Why not let that be you? Redding Harley-Davidson is excited to announce that they are the first dealership in the North State to have the two newest 2012 motorcycles in the Timeless Harley-Davidson lineup. Come in and see that all-new Softail Slim and the 72 XL 1200V model. And while you're there, meet the friendly, honest, and knowledgeable staff. Come in and see their 18,000-square-foot facility located at 1268 Twinview Boulevard at the north end of Redding, just off of I-5. And Redding Harley-Davidson is offering financing as low as 3.99% OAC. Get on your bike. Ride. Ride without a destination. As long as you have gas, you're never lost. Redding Harley-Davidson, located at 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7117. That's 241-7117. Experience the ride. Live the dream.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Remember, this weekend is Father's Day. Don't you want to make this Father's Day a lasting memory?
Why not take Dad out to Anselmo Vineyards for their special Father's Day brunch with menu selections like their Ranch Reserve Filet Mignon, the Texas Ribeye, and Steak Danielle.
Begin your adventure with fly fishing demonstrations.
Everything that makes this day one Dad will long appreciate.
Make your reservations now by calling the ranch, 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. Make a memory with Dad.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. June 14th, Flag Day, 7:57 in the morning. It's like 132 degrees out there. Before we go to Karen, who called in, I have been admonished by saying that my sense of humor there on when I said, "Damn, Bethel," may not be understood in the sense that I was saying that because Bethel Church, you know, again, is doing something for the community. And, you know, and I was being sarcastic in the sense that people attack Bethel Church for a variety of reasons, which they can do. I mean, it's up to them. But again, Bethel Church is doing something for the community, as they have done so many different times. Now, I'm not a member of Bethel. Linda's not a member of Bethel. It's just that we see what they do in our community, and it's appreciated. So, Karen, good morning. Karen, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're great.
Fine. How are you, Sonny?
I'm fine. I just wanted to say that I was so surprised to hear Chief Paoletti say that they were starting a volunteer program. I actually was the lady who started the volunteer program for the Redding Police Department years ago. And when I retired there, Chief Blankenship was still in office, and we had about 50 volunteers in the Redding Police Department, all wonderful people working really hard. And they, of course, had to have their background checks through the Department of Justice and the FBI and their fingerprints taken. And they had basically to go through the same procedure that the employees did. And I was just wondering, what happened to all those folks? Where did they go?
I don't know. right now we have about 7 people that volunteer in the police department helping us with some administrative work, not including, of course, our wonderful chaplains that we have. But we want to revamp that up. We should have the 50 volunteers in the police department doing various things and helping our department, and we want to get back there. It's just going to take some resources to get there, and I got to manage, you know, how we get to that level. But you know, the city of Lodi is I think about 30,000 people smaller than Redding, and the Lodi Police Department has about 102 volunteers for their police department. So,
well, actually,
you know,
our program here in Redding was one of the model programs in the state of California, and I can't tell you the amount of cities that would send an officer or two up to my office to visit for the day and to pick up forms that we had developed for the employees to fill out, volunteer request forms and such.
Sounds to me like you need to call me and get back involved.
Please.
Well, I would love it.
Hey, Karen, we've got to run. We've run out of time here, but thank you so much for your
thank
phone
you
call.
So
and, we,
much.
And thank you so much for listening to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye.
Chief, thanks again for coming in.
Anytime.
You know, we do it like once a month, but if there's something coming up and big or anything, just feel free to walk in here and hop on the show because crime and public safety is so important here.
Well, which is what's so nice to be here. It should be a big deal, and we want to stay on top of it as best we can and continue to work hard and serve this community.
All right. Thank you
so
much.
Thanks so much.
Redding Police Chief Rob Play.
Here
we come back. Young entrepreneurs, find out what they like about Redding and how they're doing to make it a success.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. More evidence, times are still tough for many Americans. Longer unemployment lines last week. Fox News Radio, Steve Taylor, live in Washington.
The number of new applications for jobless benefits rose by 6,000 last week to 386,000, a 1.5% jump from the week before. This particular Labor Department statistic can vary widely from week to week, but it follows the May unemployment rate report, which showed the first rise in unemployment in almost a year. Dave?
Well, Steve, this is good for our wallets. We keep paying less at the pump.
I am glad to see it under $3.
Yay!
Now, he's in South Carolina. AAA's national average is $3.53 a gallon for regular. Gas's big drop in May was the biggest since 2008, helping drive overall consumer prices down 0.3%. The economy is the issue in Ohio this afternoon. Both President Obama and Mitt Romney will rally there just minutes apart. The president in Cleveland, his Republican rival in Cincinnati. Another accuser testifying at Jerry Sandusky's trial. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso live outside the court in Bellefonte, Pennsylvania.
A 25-year-old man, the first to take the witness stand here on day four of the trial, telling jurors that Jerry Sandusky put soap on his back and bear-hugged him in the Penn State locker room showers in 1998. But under cross-examination, victim number six, as he's known, couldn't recall any sexual contact with Sandusky, who's denied all charges against him involving 10 alleged victims.
And Jeff, they're hoping for better weather on the front lines of a wildfire in Colorado.
1,200 firefighters now battling this fire on 24-hour shifts. This is a fire that started on Saturday with a lightning strike. It killed a 62-year-old woman.
Fox's Dan Springer near Fort Collins. More than 100 homes and buildings have burned down. More than 200 have been torched by a fire still burning in New Mexico. Some popular areas to stay for tourists at Yosemite National Park are going to be closed for good because of falling rocks. This is in the Yosemite Valley in California. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Hi, this is Dave Lennox. Before rising temperatures take their toll on your budget, call Service Experts Heating and Air Conditioning about a Dave Lennox Signature Collection home comfort system. Estimates are always free. Call 866-EXPERTS or visit serviceexperts.com to repair or replace your heating and cooling system with a new energy-efficient Lennox system. Visit serviceexperts.com/license for complete state and local license information.
Hi, I'm a home. You know where your heart is? Don't worry, I know how you feel about me. That's why you need to get me flood insurance. If you get homesick after a few days, imagine how a flood would make you feel. Just a few inches of water can cost tens of thousands of dollars in damage. And homeowners insurance doesn't cover floods. But in moderate to low-risk areas, flood insurance starts as low as $129 a year. Visit floodsmart.gov to learn how a flood could affect you.
He was chained at the hands and feet. Desmonte Leonard in court this morning in Alabama. He's the suspect in the weekend shootings near Auburn University that left three people dead. He told a judge he couldn't pay for a defense, so he was given three court-appointed attorneys. The day after a jury rejected a Texas man's self-defense claim in a 2010 shooting, a sentencing hearing today in Houston. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown on the case live.
Raul Rodriguez could get life in prison now that a Houston jury said he was guilty of murder and rejecting his defense of standing your ground as per a Texas law allowing one to kill in self-defense. Rodriguez had his video recorder rolling when he took his weapon to confront his neighbor about party noise.
Get back!
Now, that's the gunshot which killed neighbor Kelly Danaher, and prosecutors convinced the jury he was the instigator. A similar law in Florida is being used as a defense for George Zimmerman, the neighborhood watchman who shot and killed unarmed teen Trayvon Martin. Dave.
Having another sentencing today in Houston for Alan Stanford, who ripped investors off in a $7 billion fraud. Prosecutors want 230 years in prison. Stanford's attorneys are pushing for just 44 months. An Illinois couple is in police custody in Kansas for how they treated their kids.
Following up on a call from a Walmart customer, police in Lawrence, Kansas say they found two children with their hands bound and their face partially covered. Sergeant Trent McKinley says the 5- and 7-year-olds were with their father.
There was a struggle between him and the officer, and we had to use a taser to take him into custody.
Their mother was arrested inside of the store. Three teenagers found inside the SUV had to be coaxed out. The family of 7 had apparently been living in the suburban since it broke down a few days earlier while traveling from Illinois to Arizona.
We fed them, went out, got some diapers for the youngest child.
The parents face child abuse and endangerment charges. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street, a rally. The Dow is up 105 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, and Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460, 8:05 in the morning, June 14th. It's Flag Day. Flag Day is first commemorated in 1777. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room, as so many of you have. You know what? For this first time in a long time, we've got a lot of our original chat packers are back. Yeah, that's cool. So it's really good to see Fargie and Sharon and Sonny and John, of course, Coach Bob, everybody that's in there. What's the weather look like today there, sweetie?
Well, currently it's 80 degrees, and we're going to have temperatures around 95 today, clear tonight with temperatures around 64. Looks like we're going to be hot all weekend long, so get ready. Again, makes me think that I want to go out and water our plants. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Remember, Father's Day.
Big Father's Day.
Big Father's Day brunch, as well as, they're going to be doing a fly fishing exhibit. So don't forget. Let's go to our Market Minute right now with Kathy Lathrop Cummings. What's happening in the Market Minute with Wells Fargo?
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 100 points at 12,596. The S&P 500 is positive 9 at 1323, and the NASDAQ is positive 14 at 2832. Active stocks this morning include Bank of America unchanged at $7.50, and Johnson & Johnson up 44 cents at $64.89. Stocks of local interest: XO Group is up 17 cents at $9 even, and Bank of Commerce is unchanged at $3.98. Turning to the bond market, we do find lower prices this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield up to 1.62%. Over in the commodity markets, gold is down $2 at $1,617.40. Silver is down 57 cents at $28.37, and crude oil is up one penny at $82.63. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Thank you, Kathy. It's always wonderful to get the update. We'll have it again this morning at 9:06. Wells Fargo Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Hey, we are going to be coming back after the break with some wonderful guests. All week has been the young entrepreneurs. You don't want to go anywhere because we've got that. And plus, going to do it right now before the break. Yeah. Drive Bob Belongi crazy.
Because it makes Bob crazy when
first
we do this.
Caller right now, 605-4567. Four free tickets to the fair.
Four free tickets.
It's a family pack.
And it's for this weekend.
Oh, man, June 13th through June 17th. You know how awesome that is. For the 2012 Shasta District Fair, give us a call.
Not for sale. These are great. 605-4567.
Free from
four tickets for the fair. First person that calls. All right, we're going to run out here, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Signs, big signs,
we do them.
Vehicle wraps,
we do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Sign a monster truck, Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one.
featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh.
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no. Not there. Oh.
Ew. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh. No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Oh, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh. Dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
We all know music is what gets you on the dance floor, but it's the entertainment that keeps you there. When it's time for your next party or major event, call Music by Robert, your entertainment professional. Over 25 years of quality and experience, Music by Robert. Weddings, 347-4500. Graduations, birthday parties, 347-4500. Retirement parties, anniversary parties, 347-4500. Get it. Call 347-4500 when planning your next party or special event. Music by Robert.
Allren B Sharpening and Sales is the place for all your sharpening needs. When your circular saw blades have seen a long day's work, don't throw them out when all they need is a little freshening up. Allren B Sharpening can bring them back to life. Router bits, saw chains, hand saws, scissors, and so much more. Allren B also makes custom band saw blades with a lifetime weld guarantee. That's right, a lifetime weld guarantee. At a cost oftentimes less than the box or hardware stores, it's Allren B Sharpening and Sales, 365-1479.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning. Welcome back. You know, George, congratulations. You know, their tickets will be out in front, 1326
Market Street. That's where our office is.
It's very symbolic.
It's very symbolic that George would get this, and it's a symbol of what we do by symbolically giving away symbolism of tickets.
It is Flag Day, so when you come down Market Street, you're going to see the flags flying. It's so cool. Walked out this morning, early in the morning, and thought, that is just, you know, this is awesome.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership, serving Reading and the surrounding areas. Here at Crown Motors, they carry every type of used car, truck, and SUV that you could possibly imagine. They're your neighbors. They're going to give you a great deal. And you know what? They take a lot of pride in the way they service their vehicles. I take my F-150 down there for its, you know, periodic checkups, and they have always taken such great care of my truck.
They do.
And they care about it. They care about you. They're, like I said, it's a local business. Keep your money local. Shop down there at Reading Crown Motors. Stop by at 555 Cypress Avenue or give them a call at 223-2177. And you know what, my friends? The car or a vehicle is probably your second biggest buy you're going to make. So why not do it with people that you can go down to and talk to, and you know you're going to see them, and it's and that are going to give you great service. Reading Crown Motors.
Okay, we're ready now for our young entrepreneurs. And this has been an incredible, incredible 8 o'clock across the board all week long, put together by Adam McElvain, of course, from the Shasta Media House. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And
hi.
Adam has put it together for us, and he can explain why there's no women in this group.
Oh, I didn't even think about it. And, of course, Casey Stewart, who's with Stewart Real Estate, welcome to the program as well.
Thank you.
And now Casey has got his phone on, I hope, just buzz, in his hand, and he's staring at it because he is right now 2 days past due date, his wife, right?
That's correct.
She's ready to launch.
She's ready.
And you're talking first child?
First child.
Is that child in the chute yet? Or just kind of just turning around saying, I don't know. I want to see what the economy's like. You know, I want to see what the economy's like, see what the election looks like before I come out. You know, is that it? No,
wow.
Okay, maybe not.
I don't know what it is, but she's ready to have her.
So she's at home just waiting for, I mean, what's happening right now?
Well, the due date was June 12th, and that came and went. And so the doctor told us that if it doesn't come by Monday at 7 p.m., then we have to go to Mercy and
do?
They'll start the process.
Okay, now, what's your wife's name?
Her name is Lisa.
Lisa. Lisa. Lisa, it's Flag Day. It's a great day to have a baby. Okay, it's a great day to have a baby. I know you're listening right now to your husband. So have the baby today.
And he's grinning from ear to ear. You're going to be a daddy.
You are. Yep. That's great.
Father's Day. It would be fabulous to have.
Oh, okay. Okay. Better than
perfect.
Flag Day is,
no.
is Sunday. Have it Sunday.
Right around Father's Day. Yes, that is just awesome.
Here's your Father's Day present.
Yeah. Our greatest of thoughts.
And this is your first?
Are with
this
you
is our
and
first.
Lisa.
Yep.
Okay, yeah. You know, at some point, she's probably going to question the idea that you did this to her. I just want you to know that.
I'll blame Adam for that.
Okay. Whoa! I'm not going to go there. Okay, I'm sorry. Let's get back to what we're supposed to be doing here. Let's start with Adam. Adam, tell us a little bit about yourself.
You know, I'm a transplant in Reading. I've been here for 7 years, and born and raised in Nebraska on a corn farm in the middle of nowhere. Spent some time in college, spent some time in the military, and wound up meeting my wife while I was in the military, and she's from Reading. And we moved back here after we both finished our tours. And
you were in the
Air Force.
Air Force, okay.
Yep. And, you know, just in Reading and fell in love with Reading and would never want to leave.
That's
really
awesome.
I mean, was it something like as soon as you got here because of the mountains and
yeah, you know, it's the of course I grew up in on a farm, so I'm used to the small town, and I've lived in several big cities actually, and you know, Reading has the amenities of a big city, I feel like, but it feels like a small town. People get along like they do in a small town. Yet there are enough people where you can remain fairly anonymous without everybody being in your business, like a really small town.
Oh, really? You think so? go down to Deja Vu and say something and wait to see how long it comes back to you. There you go. Yeah.
Oh, no, that's really wonderful. And you know, I felt your conviction when you said that. When you said the words, this is where I want to stay, or I'm never going to go anywhere else.
Great.
I mean, you know, that's
so
great.
So you came back here,
right?
And you decided, okay, now you're going to college too, right?
University, right. Yep.
At Simpson.
Oh yeah, yeah. Currently, I am going to Simpson and working full time, going to school full time, and raising a family.
Well, tell us about your business.
My business is called Shasta Media House, and I produce several types of media, but I focus on websites. And so that's what I'm doing right now. I just moved into an office downtown about a month ago and looking to hire some part-time folks. Hopefully that'll start turning into full-timers to keep up with the demand for business. I mean, the websites are very much in need, and every business either wants one or they want theirs redone, or, you know, it's just there's a good market for it.
Well, when you say the website business, are you talking about just here in Reading, the North State, or do you branch out everywhere?
You know, I actually have access to the Reading market and the national market. I mean, when you're online, you automatically get access to the global market, but it's hard to obviously communicate with people in other languages. But I've done websites all up and down the West Coast. I've done some on the East Coast. So I do have clients outside of Reading, which is nice.
Okay. And so let's go to Casey. Casey, tell us about you. I mean, you're also – how old are you, Casey?
I just turned 33.
Okay, 33. And you both of you are a member of the 2030 Club or not?
No, I think Casey's been there. His wife's a former member.
Yeah, and I'm a member of the Reading Maine Rotary.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So tell us a little bit about your history.
You. Yeah.
Well, I grew up here in Shasta County. I grew up out in Palisadro. Went to Foothill when it was at the old site there on Eureka Way, and then got out of school, didn't really know what I wanted to do, went to Shasta College for a few years, and then transferred to Cal Poly San Luis Obispo and studied economics and finance there. Graduated in 2002, and then wasn't quite ready to come back home yet, so I moved to San Diego for a while and sold real estate, and then I moved to the Bay Area, sold real estate there. And
two huge markets and hard markets,
right? Didn't know a single person in either one of those markets. And,
I mean, with San Diego easier than San Francisco, I would think.
I like the Bay Area better, actually.
It
was a little bit easier to learn that area more. I think maybe because we'd been traveling there as kids, and we kind of knew the layout a little bit better.
Northern California. So were there you know how we all have specialty areas. What was your specialty area in San Diego or in San Francisco, if there was one?
When I was in the Bay Area, I was in the South Bay, so Los Gatos, Campbell, San Jose, and then sometimes you'd get a few clients to creep up the peninsula.
Okay.
That's where my office was, in Willow Glen, if anybody knows where that is.
And who were you selling with?
I had my own business. I've always had my own business.
Really?
Yeah.
So you just started.
So you got your real estate license, and you said, I'm going to be Stuart Title, or Stuart, not Title, but
Stuart Real Estate.
Correct. Well, when I first started, I worked for just a small local broker in San Jose, and learned the business from him. And after a few years, went out on my own, and I've had my own business, probably since about 2004.
That took a lot of guts.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And you moved back up here when?
Moved back up here 2 years ago. Reason being was my wife and I, we were high school sweethearts. We got married. And, it was just us two in the big city, and everybody, all our family still lived home. And so we wanted to be closer to family and to start our own family. So in real estate, as you know, you can't be there one more day because you've got to be back in the market you're going to be working to start making connections and learning the market and selling real estate. So I sold my half of the business, and we moved up to Palo Cedro and bought a house, and then took up square footage on Market Street by the Cascade Theater.
Okay.
Love it, all these downtown businesses. Well, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air, over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster. Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight. We'll even handle the paperwork. It's easy. A quick call is all it takes. So choose SafeLight.
WE Multimedia Theater Group presents Frankie and Johnny and the Clair de Lune, directed by Wade Riggs and starring Bobette Ellis and Russell Pyatt. Frankie and Johnny is the hard-hitting but ultimately redeeming romance of a waitress and a short-order cook, a sometimes touching, sometimes hilarious love story, which proves that you never choose love. Love chooses you. Rated mature, Frankie and Johnny and the Clair de Lune on stage at the Old City Hall Performance Center, June 22nd through 30th. Proceeds benefit the Shasta County Arts Council. Tickets available at the Enjoy Store or online at wemultimedia.com.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the Bott, 8:25 in the morning, June 14th. It's Flag Day. Get your flag out. Come on down Market Street and see where the Boy Scouts and the Cub Scouts have put flags all along Market Street here. It's beautiful. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Stop in and get a icy coffee, an iced tea, anything you want from Espresso Joe's right there. And at great prices, try and get a 20-ounce drink for $3 any place else in this town. And it has to do with coffee. For some reason, coffee has become much more valuable than oil. And then you walk over to the, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They've got a big sale going there, and they will match or beat any price on tobacco products in this town. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley have done so much for this community, and they continue to do a lot for this community.
Hey, you got to
walk. And they support veterans. They give veteran discounts.
You got to walk in. You got to get over there to the walk-in humidor. And
that's right.
Your
it's Father's
loves
Day.
Cigars.
Your dad
absolutely
loves cigars.
We're hitting the boat on this weekend, so
that's right. We're going to go out
cigars
there
and drive down the Delta.
That's right, and try not to drink beer.
Except for me, I just.
Okay, you know what you. Anyway, hey, our guests today are Adam McElvain and Casey Stewart, and we're talking young entrepreneurs, and Adam really helped. Adam's the one that set this up, and Adam,
thank
I don't
you,
know
Adam.
If by accident or what, but you've got like seven of the young entrepreneurs are all downtown here in Redding.
And Guy.
That wasn't on purpose.
I know.
I think it's a natural trend right now that young business people, when they want to set up shop, they think, where am I going to go? And they pick downtown because, since I've been here, downtown has been changing.
It is
starting to thrive. In fact, we're going down to a meeting tonight for the Downtown Reading Downtown Business Association,
GRBA.
Which is tonight with, I think, Kenny Breedlove heads that up. And what's the lady's name that helps him?
Julie DePrada.
Julie DePrada. And thank you. I can see her, but I couldn't picture her name.
Yes. The smiley face with the braces. I remember it well.
Yeah.
I had braces, too, so I know that's just... So, Adam... okay, so when you went around and you asked some of the young entrepreneurs, what was the, like, for instance, an opening line?
The opening line to convince people to do the show.
Exactly.
Okay, I would just say I'd ask people if they're up for any radio. You know, you want to do a little bit of radio and talk about your business. Carl and Linda are great folks, and they also really want to know what young people think about the future, and that's important. You know, most of the time you have these old fogies on the show. We got to get some young folks every once in a while in here.
But you know what? It's because they're established and they have sage wisdom.
That's
as
right.
As opposed to the young people that come in here and just blah, blah, blah. No, we're just kidding right now.
No.
But you all are the future. Absolutely, we want the young. We want to know what you're thinking because, let's face it, you know, next year and a year after that, you're all going to start running for office, and you should. Because you may need new ideas. We need people who can think out of the box. We need people that are going to push Redding forward because there are so many great things about Redding in the North State. In Shasta County, Anderson, Cottonwood, Weaverville, everything needs to be pushed forward. Well, who's going to do it? You know,
right.
It's going to be you all. So we need to see what you think. And we've heard some great ideas this week.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think we got some great folks to be on the show. I really enjoyed
it. You have.
I really enjoyed Tuesday's show with the two restaurant guys from downtown. And, those guys, when we look back at it, they're going to be, like they said, some of the guys that really turned the downtown around by opening up those nice restaurants down there and kind of drawing some attention to that area.
Well, we'd like to, Linda and I like to go down there, and she starts on one end of the bar, and I start the other. Got 100 whiskeys. We thought one a day we'd take a shot and come back and talk about it or something.
Yeah. We had somebody who told us that yesterday. They said, oh, my God, they have over 100 whiskeys. Who's? Oh, and they spent a lot.
He said it cost them $500 for the hat. They give you a hat after so many. He figured how much it cost
but
if you're taking a shot.
But they're up to 50 or something like that. Yeah. They've got almost. So, Adam, because, you know, you here you are very involved in the Internet. And, of course, you know, the book that came out, The World is Flat. You know, it kind of connects us to everywhere in the world. What is the... Do you see that are the changes that people have to go, the doors that people are going to have to go through in the next year in order to be successful with their businesses?
As far as the, as online goes? As far as the
online
internet?
Online and locally.
Well, you know, that Google started predicting about 3 years ago that the next big thing would be the local trends. And I think they're absolutely right. They, you know, in search and stuff now, it recognizes where you're searching from. So it'll bring up businesses and things like that that are closer to you. So it does matter, you know, local, you do want to have some online presence, even if it's just a Facebook page. So everybody, you know, everybody needs to have the online presence. Then you can get into a situation once you're there and you feel comfortable, developing solutions that are appropriate for your business. And, you know, some is just having an online presence. I need an online trifold, basically, explaining my business, my contact information.
Everybody needs is like when people come on here on the show, we'd love to be able to here's a person, here's a link to
here's
the show.
Here's a link.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, you know, that to me, and if they send it to us, we'd do that.
I mean,
it would be in Facebook and it would be on our webpage.
We have our chat room that they're listening. They're loyal listeners. In fact, we have breakfast we've called a chat pack breakfast. And when they're listening, then they're talking to the two of you, or they're listening to the two of you, they'll go to your page. They'll want to know about you. So it's a really great way to network. I want to talk to you about, when we get back, I'd love to ask you, Adam, we've got about Google and Apple.
Okay.
I'd love to hear your
input.
All right.
And Casey, and things that you see coming down the pike here, too. All right, we'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Contrasting their ideas on the common ground of Ohio, President Obama and Mitt Romney will make campaign speeches there today. Romney's campaign saying it wants to acquaint voters with more than the president's economic record.
They're not as familiar with Mitt Romney's pro-growth, pro-jobs plans to get the economy going, and so we're going to be talking about that from now until November.
Spokeswoman Andrea Saul, Romney's speech will be in Cincinnati. Across the state,
President Obama delivering what's being billed a framing speech at Cuyahoga Community College in Cleveland.
Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern in Washington. No end to the violence in Syria. With UN observers in the area, heavy fighting was reported in the town Hafa, with at least one body seen in the streets. Yesterday, government troops reclaimed a rebel-held area on the Mediterranean coast, and that's where there's been steady violence for 8 days. Fox News. We report, you decide.
In the mood for fair? Today is Senior Day with free admission for seniors over 62. Stroll to grounds full of indoor and outdoor exhibits, then wander over to the wine garden for the annual wine tasting sponsored by Kent's Meats and Groceries. Tickets are on sale at the fairgrounds office or at the event. Sierra Nevada, KHSL, and KNVN-TV sponsor the free tribute to the Eagles show at 8 p.m. in the grandstand. Tomorrow, it's country music heartthrob Colin Ray, free in the grandstand, sponsored by Coors Light and KRCR News Channel 7. Rock to all the great Colin Ray hits, including Little Rock, One Boy, One Girl, In This Life, and more. Saturday, Budweiser presents auto races, and Sunday, Bud Light brings you a full racing program, including high school team racing, plus the Fox 20 Premier West Bank Shasta Idol Competition, hypnotist Chris Mabry, Washboard Willie's special brand of musical entertainment, the Junior Livestock Auction, and much more. Are you in the mood? The Shasta District Fair open until 11 p.m. today at the Fairgrounds in Anderson, where all grandstand entertainment is free with paid fair admission.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today, 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with free pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning. We're fine. Hey, hello.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:35 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. What can I say? Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, man's last stronghold.
And they shave your neck.
They shave your neck. They shave around your ears. I mean, this is a great place to get a haircut. Veterans and seniors get discounts.
Might even blow in your ear.
No, they don't blow in your ear. They don't blow in your ear.
I'm sorry. I had to say that because they're listening.
Stop that. Well, they do listen.
They're listening, so it's a
giggle
fest. They
don't blow in your ear, but they do brush the hair off your face. This is Cypress Square Barbershop. I mean, you know what? Everybody goes there, and we enjoy it. I think you'll enjoy it. If you haven't been down there lately, just go on down there. Get a great haircut from them. Man's Last Stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue in the little shopping center right there. DC Tim and the Man in Black.
Now, I asked Adam a question before we took a break,
but
you got a shout-out.
I've got a shout-out here for Fargy's nephew. Is with the 3rd Marine Regiment, and they're getting ready to deploy.
And he's a corpsman
with it. And you know what? Marines love corpsmen because corpsmen come to you in the midst of really bad times when you're bleeding, and they save your life. We like corpsmen. We protect corpsmen. They are, you know, even though they're in the Navy, we love them. We think of them as Marines. We love corpsmen. Okay. Now, our guest, Adam McElvain, Young Entrepreneur Week of Shasta Media House and Casey Stewart from the Stewart Real Estate. See, Stewart Real Estate is easier than Shasta Media House where I have to read three words. I can actually put Stewart Real Estate together a lot easier that way because I'm older. You know, and you've already pointed out to us that older people in here just really doesn't cut it anymore. Is that it, Adam?
No. I mean, we want to hear from the old folks with the sage advice, and that's important. Yeah, of course.
Well, we do have the young entrepreneurs, of course, today on and tomorrow at 8:00. It's been the week that has highlighted the young entrepreneurs of a group of actually young entrepreneurs. There are several more, of course, and we hope to be doing
hundreds
this in another two or three months. You'll put together another segment of a week long.
Maybe you can find a woman here this time.
Yes.
Adam.
Yeah,
you did ask several women, and they had conflicts with the time.
Correct. Yep. So. Or they were bashful.
They were bad. Well, they should know that I'll be here and help them not be bashful. Before we took a break, we were talking about Apple and Google, and we understand that, you know, that because of your web experience, and that's what you do, that there's this internal war, you know, Mac, Apple, are you a Mac person or are you a PC person? And, you know, when Jobs passed away, it was kind of a, you know, big, you know, shock to everybody and what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
What is going on with Google from your experience now?
Well, you know, for a long time, you know, techies have thought that Google was taking over the world, which they kind of are. But it's good to have the competition in there from Mac. It's good to have competition in there from Facebook. And a lot of what happens is political. And, you know, I think the new iPhone announcing that they're going to integrate with Facebook was a political move against Google and pro-Facebook because Facebook has said forever that they're going to make a smartphone. So obviously the iPhone's going to want to try and compete with that. So, you know, it's a lot of politics, and it's good to have these big guys up there butting heads with each other because it's the American way. It generates competition, and it's better for all of us. We don't want just a Google world. you know, we want some other big tech companies out there doing big
things. Well, you want to have a choice here.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, you don't want to, you know, it's moving so fast. You know, there's changes on my computer that I haven't put on it. It's because does an update, and all of a sudden my screen looks different.
Facebook?
I'm like, I didn't ask for that. You know, that's not what I wanted. I liked it better the other way. You know, because I'm set in my ways. Because I'm old. Anyway, no, I will not let you forget that, Alan. And it'll come back.
You asked the question.
I didn't ask it like that.
Okay.
Let's go back to Casey. Casey, you know, being in real estate and, you know, starting a place downtown. And by the way, that was really, I mean, that worked out well. I know you didn't mean to do it. I mean, you got seven of the young entrepreneurs all from downtown. I think that's great because we see as the downtown grows, it will, you know, get everybody.
Kind of a hub.
The real estate market here, but it's other things too, because you're tuned into a lot of things in the Rotary and all that. What kind of businesses do you see could come to Reading that would fit into Reading in the North State?
I think a lot of high-tech companies could make it really good here. You know, they have their marketplace that's basically online. They don't need to be in the high-rent districts down in the Bay Area. You know, they could probably increase their profitability by living in Reading, and there's a better quality of life here than in the Bay Area. There's a lot of people, traffic. You know, we've got easy access to the mountains, lakes, rivers. So if somebody enjoyed the outdoors but had the high-tech business, you know, this would be a perfect place for them.
Would you see something like, because you, with your background down in the Bay Area, going to a company and saying, you know what, we've done business before, and you're paying exorbitant amount of taxes and costs for your people, that if you just move 3 hours away, that you could have the outdoor life. I mean, have you ever thought about that? Trying to, to grab one of those businesses?
You know, that's tough. No, I haven't. I'm usually in the trenches selling real estate.
I know, but that's not your job. I mean, but you could sell them you could sell them all the stuff that goes along with it, too.
Yeah, I mean, the EDC put out a great video a few months back highlighting the good points about Shasta County, and it did show that, you know, housing costs here are about 60% less than the Bay Area. So if you do look at those companies down there, they can increase their profitability, quality of life for their employees.
Absolutely.
You know.
Now you have a graph in front of you. What is the graph?
Oh, I just brought some market statistics in case you guys asked me.
All right. So
it's pretty boring. I don't know.
No.
It's not boring because we want to talk about trends too. So, but we got to take that right after our break. Carl and DeBott, we have our Young Entrepreneur Week, and we have, of course, Casey Stewart from Stewart Real Estate and Adam McElvain from Shasta Media House. We'll be right back. Behind every motorcycle is a story of the person who rides it. Why not let that be you? Reading Harley-Davidson is excited to announce that they are the first dealership in the North State to have the two newest 2012 motorcycles in the timeless Harley-Davidson lineup. Come in and see that all-new Softail Slim and the 72 XL 1200V model. And while you're there, meet the friendly, honest, and knowledgeable staff. Come in and see their 18,000 square foot facility located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard at the north end of Reading, just off of I-5. And Reading Harley-Davidson is offering financing as low as 3.99% OAC. Get on your bike. Ride. Ride without a destination. As long as you have gas, you're never lost. Reading Harley-Davidson, located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7117. That's 241-7117. Experience the ride. Live the dream.
Remember, this weekend is Father's Day. Don't you want to make this Father's Day a lasting memory?
Why not take Dad out to Ensemble Vineyards for their special Father's Day brunch with menu selections like their Ranch Reserve Filet Mignon, the Texas Ribeye, and Steak Danielle.
Begin your adventure with fly fishing demonstrations.
Everything that makes this day one Dad will long appreciate.
Make your reservations now by calling the Ranch, 474-5546. Ensemble Vineyards, 474-5546. Make a memory with Dad.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365 365-
3793.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl and the Bot, 8:45 in the morning, and it's Flag Day, June 14th. Go out and put your flag up. I mean, you know, it's good to fly the flag. It's a symbol. It's very symbolic, symbolism of what we stand here for.
Currently 8:44 in the morning. It's 80 degrees. We're going to have temperatures around 95 today. Low tonight with temperatures around
64.
There's a variation again. We're just kidding about that 10-degree variation here with different, whatever the microclimates here. But weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Don't forget Father's Day. They're going to have a fly fishing exhibit.
Great food. You know, they've got a special menu out there. The Ranch Reserve Filet Mignon, the Steak Danielle, and the Texas Ribeye, plus the other menu items they have.
And don't forget tonight we're going to have more tickets to give away for the Shasta County, the Shasta District Fair. And we're going to be having some a wonderful guest speaker on tonight for On the Spot with Linda Bot, 6 p.m. tonight at KCNR. So stay tuned. Keep your radios tuned for tonight at 6. Love to hear from you, and you're not going to want to miss this interview.
Casey Stewart of Stewart Real Estate and Adam McElvain of the Shasta Media House are our latest members of the young entrepreneurs that we have in here. Casey belongs, of course, to the Rotary, and then we've got the 2030 Club, and you got the Catalyst Club, and all this. And these are the guys that are the future. Everybody we've had on this week has had great ideas. And, you know, we're just really happy to have them here to listen to some of these things that are going on. I told them we need to take everybody that was on this week and lock them into a room and say, you can't come out until you come up with 10 ideas to move Reading forward. Instead of, you know, I mean, everybody has all these ideas, but then because I would think that thinking out of the box would be coming really easy to you all. So if you could change anything right now, you know, I'm going to pick on you, Casey. If you change anything, what would you do to make it easier for people?
In Reading.
Make it easier for people?
Yeah,
I mean,
what would you say? Okay, here's the way we should bring people to Reading.
Need to fix this or that, whatever that is.
I think we should utilize our greatest asset, which is the river. I don't feel that we have enough businesses or offices that are practical down by the river. I think with a river like that running through our city, there's not a lot of cities in the world with a river like that.
Well, I tell you what, Mike Michalak, who owns the fly shop, said one of the two assets we are wasting in Reading is the freeway with 80,000 cars going by there an hour or a day or whatever it is, and the river. And you've hit it too.
Right.
And how can we do that? How can we fix that? Is it because it's tied up in some kind of land trust? Oh, okay. Everybody's shaking their head with, you know, grimaces on their face.
When does that expire?
6 or 7 years.
Well, now's the time to start planning it.
Yeah.
Now's the time to start putting it out there because the environmentalists are going to fight you every step of the way on it.
I think the number of agencies that they have to work with is in the teens.
Yeah. Well, what do you think, Adam? What do you think about it?
You know, I think it'd be interesting, and I don't know how plausible this is, but if they did maybe a tax holiday downtown where the first Friday of every month, you know, a city doesn't charge tax downtown. You know what I mean? So something you have an incentive
no
to
sales
be
tax.
You have an incentive to be a downtown business. And that's something that we can do. You know, Katie Breedlove talked a lot about what can we do now? What are we capable of? And, you know, some of the folks at City Hall might, you know, not like that idea because they'd lose a little bit of revenue. But at the same time, you know, you'd really you'd add to that revitalization of downtown and the interest of businesses moving there.
Kenny said something about having, if we had more places to live downtown for people,
right?
That would be, that would bring, that would, you know, that would also push downtown Reading to start expanding.
Absolutely, yeah. I believe the Weavers are, have done the two projects, the building right around the corner.
Yeah, right here, the Kobe House, but they've only had three or four, I think, apartments up there in that, and they could have, and they have a waiting list.
Yeah, so, that's a good project to have mixed use like that downtown.
And then Pine Street is going to be more apartments and less offices, from what I understand, just for that reason.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, great. You have statistics there in front of you of trends in Shasta County or Reading here?
Oh, it was the market statistics for the year. You know, we are down on inventory. I know there's probably a lot of buyers out there listening and frustrated because everybody's overbidding on houses.
Overbidding?
I would say anything good that comes on the market immediately has four or five offers on it.
Really?
You know, under, I'd say, the price point of about $200,000.
If it's under $200,000.
Under $200,000, right.
And they're saying the short sales are starting to take over now?
Short sales
from
are starting to take, they're starting to take over, but that's a frustrating part of the market. I think the statistics that came out, only 30% actually close. So you have all this inventory of short sales, and not a whole lot ever end up going anywhere.
So what happens when, help me with this. Do you go down to the court steps ever and bid on houses?
I do represent investors. We do follow that market
very well.
Yeah.
Okay. And so what's the process with that? What happens when you say, okay, I'm going to buy that for, and if it's valued at 200, what do they typically go for? Does it vary?
It does vary. It varies by what the investor, the bank, will discount it. Sometimes they don't discount it at all. So it goes to the courthouse steps, and the minimum bid is higher than the value. Ooh. And so it goes back to the bank, and then that will become a bank-owned property on the normal open market for everybody. Typically, if you can get a very good deal, it'd be discounted about 30-40% less than market, but you have to pay cash for those.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We've got to take a break here before we get into our last segment. Our guest, Casey Stewart from Stewart Real Estate, and Adam McElvain from Shasta Media House. We'll be right back.
Your chances for fun in the sun for everyone are heating up to win in the Group Therapy Swipe to Win. Don't miss our $10,000 first chance drawing Thursday, June 28th at 8 o'clock. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win all month long. It's a pretty big deal. Our $10,000 first chance drawing Thursday, June 28th at 8 o'clock, where you could win a share of $10,000 cash, 20 winners, or free gas. For details on Wind River's Group Therapy Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
A great meal is always a good idea. And where better to grab a bite than Elements Restaurant? While you heat things up on the casino floor, we're heating things up in the kitchen. Elements is the place to take a break and recharge. Enjoy a friendly atmosphere and happy people, perfect for the whole family. Ask about our nightly dinner specials. All-you-can-eat breakfast buffet, only $7.77 with your River Club card. Elements Restaurant, only at Wind River Casino. For more information, call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy. We deliver fuel to your home for all your heating needs. Taking care of you is what we do.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to invite everybody to check out our new website at northernlightsenergyinc.com. You can order fuel, apply for credit, pay your bills, access all the CFN sites throughout the United States, and look at our monitor and Toyo heaters, greases, and lubes. It's very easy to use. For those of you who don't like sites, pick up the phone and give us a call. We still have real people to talk to you. Remember, NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com or 241-2196 in Waverville, Corning, and Reading. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350. 3350.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
Well, I won't back. Welcome back down to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. No, Carl on the bot. Down. This portion of the show is brought to you by one of my favorite places. You know, but the only ones we talk about are our favorite places, though, when you think about it. We don't do live reads unless we know the people or we're happy with the service we get. I mean, we just don't read things. But Redding Harley-Davidson, since 1977, by David and Robin Wright. Next week, in fact, we're going to have on Ernie, who's there from Ernie and Nathan from Redding Harley-Davidson on the 19th, because the 19th is a big day, too, for people that ride and are interested in safety, and we'll talk about that later. But Redding Harley-Davidson carries a full line of course, great motorcycles, accessories, clothing, you name it, they have it. But not only that, they take care of the bikes they sell. They take care of them really well. I've had my bike serviced down there, and I can't tell you what a great job they did. I can't tell you that when I go down there and how helpful they are and how responsive they are at Redding Harley-Davidson. You can sell your bike and trade it in. They've got financing available. You need to do, though, is go down there and see them at 1268 Twin View Boulevard in Redding. Give them a call at 241-7117. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. You want to ride, right? You want that dream. Well, experience the ride and live the dream with Redding Harley-Davidson. Our guest for the Young Entrepreneur, choked up on that, you know, just love to ride. Casey Stewart from Stewart Real Estate and Adam McElvain of Shasta Media House. Now, Adam, you're the one that's arranged all of our young entrepreneurs to be on, and so tomorrow we have
Jeremy Schmidt and Neil Kinder. And Jeremy is he does a software programmer, and he does really heavy lifting. I mean, he's never had a client in Reading before. All of his clients are, you know, across the country. He's trying to show people in Reading what he can do and solutions for their businesses. And then you also have Neil Kinder from Omega Mortgage Group. And they started up a mortgage company about 7 years ago. And through the recession have grown. They're opening up several other offices in California and Oregon.
And it started here?
And it started here in Reading by two young guys in their 20s. And so one of them is going to be on tomorrow.
Cool.
So some outstanding young entrepreneurs.
Well, that's great. Man, I'm glad to see that. You know, we're really, I mean, did y'all ever talk about politics?
I suppose so. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
About running,
why
about
are you
running
smiling,
for office.
Okay.
Why, yeah. Why
you're just the grinning.
No, I don't know.
I'm not talking about size, but I'm talking about, you know, when you all get together in 2030 Club and you talk about these things you see, I mean, have you all thought about, I mean, at some point, I mean, you are the ones that are going to be running the area, about having younger people run. Catherine Berg ran for supervisor. She's 28 years old.
Yes, she did. You know, I haven't really had any conversations. I think, you know, first of all, right now, it's with the way things are, it's very much a thankless job. You know, our electeds go through a lot of trouble, and they don't get a lot of the positive feedback. They get a lot of the negative feedback. Mm-hmm. So
well, everybody can do better.
They get
that's
back.
Right.
They just
back,
don't stand
yeah.
up to do it. You know?
But no, I haven't heard of a lot of folks. I don't know, Casey, have you?
No, I think we're still a little young yet. I think we need another 10 or 15 years of experience.
So, Casey, you were talking
at
the break.
Yeah, and at that point, you look like you're, what, 20 then?
Well, Casey, yeah. You were talking before we have to go here. You were looking at your graphs, and you were share with our listeners what's happening in the market as far as the media and this concern in Shasta County.
Well, prices are getting stronger. This month, actually month over last, so in April, we had a median average sales price of 168, and in May, it's jumped up to 185. The one good highlight, though, is from year over year, from May of 11 to May of 12, we've had almost double the houses sell between 300,000 and 400,000. So that shows that people that have been saving their money and they're starting to move into those upper-end markets, which is really good for our market. Same with 250 to 300. We've had about double the sales in that range as well. So the market is getting stronger. It is getting better, and hopefully it continues.
Okay. Well, good. I'm glad to hear that.
Thank you, gentlemen, for being with us
today. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. And
always a pleasure.
We have like a minute, so why don't we have a closing thoughts from you, Adam?
Okay. I absolutely love Reading. I grew up in Nebraska, and you know, one of the things that people get bent out of shape around here, and a lot of people on your show and a lot of your listeners, you know, when somebody doesn't agree with them, and I just want to say it's fantastic to live in a place where there are competing ideas. In Nebraska, it's 99% white, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant, you know, Republican, which I'm not against, but it's great to live in a place where people are talking about things and coming to solutions together. And I really enjoy it, and I know some people get a little bit bent out of shape, you know, when people don't agree with them, but it's good to have those competing
arguments. Great, absolutely.
Yeah. It makes the community strong. And,
keeps it passionate.
And
I think it's a great city. It's a great place to live. It's better. It's grown to be a great place from the 33 years that I've lived here. It's an awesome place to live and to raise a family. So.
And you're going to have a baby in a
minute. That's right, hopefully.
A shout out to Lisa.
Yeah, so, shout out to Lisa.
Lisa,
you know, it really helps if you want to move furniture. You know, move furniture and take a walk around the property. Perhaps, you know,
our
chase the dog.
Our thoughts are with you. Yeah.
And, okay. Anyway, thanks so much for being on, John.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That. And tomorrow, like I said, we got a couple more there of heavy lifters coming in, young
entrepreneurs. And don't forget tonight at 6 p.m. on the spot with Linda Bott, we've got ticket giveaways and some interesting interviews talking about a really specific one, a dad and raising his four children on his own.
You know, you don't see that a lot. And but he's going to come in and talk about that. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
My ground. Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. A deadly Colorado wildfire growing in some areas, being held by containment lines in others. A big part of the focus right now, heading it off at the pass along the north flank at Poudre Canyon.
Meeting the fire and boxing it in and squaring it up with aerial firing to keep that fire from getting established and building a big head of steam and running hard across that canyon. And we're having some success with that.
All of this west of Fort Collins, Rocky Mountain Area Incident Commander Bill Hahnenberg says overall containment remains at 10%, more than 100 structures destroyed, more than 1,200 firefighters doing battle on that fire alone. More than a dozen fires, though, burning across the west, including one in New Mexico that's destroyed more than 200 structures. Is the economy getting any better? The two sides of that debate will be argued by the president and his Republican rival a couple of hours from now. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live in Washington.
For the first time this general election season, President Obama and Republican challenger